the best pitcher of his generation. He didn't get it done when they needed him. This World Series loss is on Kershaw, and his legacy is one of futility in the postseason. I'm Bill Ryder.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests, it didn't cost much, and they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Male Medical?
Yep, New Male Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Chicago, you're our kind of town, so you're getting this new offer. A $150 prepaid MasterCard for each new smartphone line for a limited time. That's a deal for all new and existing customers. Add any new line on any plan and get $150 to spend how you want. So grab dinner in Fulton Market or catch some improv in Old Town on us. Visit your nearest Verizon store for Chicagoland's best new offer. A $150 prepaid MasterCard for each new smartphone line on America's number one network, Verizon.
Put some bloom in your dining room with Penalyn Max Aromas Floral Multi-Purpose Cleaner. It leaves a lasting flowery scent for a bright clean that's a dream. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
It's good to be a guy.
Jason Goff here with another reason why you should be an Xfinity customer, because of their great Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Anywhere I'm at, where I can just be walking around or at a library or at a nail salon waiting for my lady to be done, and I can just link up to the Xfinity Wi-Fi that finds itself available on my settings and my Bluetooth. And you know why? Because they have a network of hotspots that keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 18 million hotspots nationwide. That's 3 million more than last month when I was telling you about this. They just keep dropping hotspots on you. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity Internet-only offers. Offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tuesday, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Twin Peaks Warrenville, located at 28252 Deal Road. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, this is kind of messed up.
What's up?
Because it leads us to a discussion of things that have happened to people in other sports. It's kind of happened to guys in golf. It's mostly happened in baseball. Maybe a kicker has gotten it. Maybe Roberto Aguayo has it, but there is
famously baseball with Knobloch and was it Sachs?
It's called The Thing. And yeah, Mark Wohlers had it. Mackie Sasser had it. Giovanni Soto has it to some extent, throwing the ball back to the pitcher.
That's why he does the thing where he's like falling on the ground.
Yes,
and
it is. It's a muscle memory athletic issue called, you can call it The Thing. People have referred to it as The Creature. And it is possible that we are seeing our first high profile case of it in the NBA. Because Markelle Fultz has something wrong with him.
Something really wrong.
Ken Berger wrote this for Bleacher Report, and the headline is, "This is not normal." That's in quotes. "Professional basketball players don't often go on vacation for a few weeks and forget how to shoot, nor do they have to come out of the lineup and miss weeks at a time with something that may or may not be technically classified as an injury. The series of mysterious events would seem to be even more rare for a player whose talent was worthy of making him the number one pick in the NBA draft, yet this is what's happened to the Sixers' Markelle Fultz. Quite simply, it's baffling. One Eastern Conference GM told Bleacher Report, this is not normal. It's perplexing. So he shot it pretty well in college. He never looked like this before. And this is the suddenly hesitant, herky-jerky shooting mechanics Fultz mysteriously unveiled during the Sixers training camp in September. Mm-hmm. And they go through the timeline here. Summer league at Tim Gergerich's camp in July, he was shooting fine. Then he rejoined the Sixers, and he had lowered his release point considerably, launching the ball precariously toward the rim from below his chin. The cringeworthy approach evoked comparisons to Charles Barkley's golf swing. In early October, head coach Brett Brown revealed Fultz had purposely altered his shooting mechanics as an effort to improve. A week later, Fultz told The Ringer that soreness in his shooting shoulder was the reason he changed his mechanics. Then in the Sixers season opener, he appeared reincarnated as a lefty, attempting to shoot right-handed free throws in a game of horse. Played three more contests, going 6 of 12 from the line, 9 of 27 from the field, while turning down open three-point shots. October 24th, his agent told Adrian Wojnarowski that Fultz had fluid drained from the shoulder before the season, and he said he literally cannot raise up his arms to shoot the ball. Hours later, that story went down the drain when brothers told Wojnarowski a different tale. He actually had a cortisone shot in the shoulder, not fluid drained from it. And October 25th, the Sixers announced he'd miss the next three games with right shoulder soreness.
Yeah, they were all over that shoulder story immediately. Keith Pompey and everybody out there in Philadelphia D-lined them. They were covering that thing because they floated that, and they're like, when did this happen? And then, you know, like you said, and if you lie to Woj, you're going to be found out immediately. So the shoulder issue everybody read that and thought that was the case, including myself, and then people were digging.
Now, here is the opinion that I got from a sports orthopedist, an experienced sports orthopedist with decades of experience who's worked for professional teams. And this, I'll let you know that this was the same guy who gave us the information about Carlos Rodon when the Sox were just saying, oh, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. And then his end of season surgery, a quote unquote cleanup, they say he'll start throwing in 4 months or whatever it is.
Check this out.
This is the professional opinion of a sports orthopedist who read this and watched the accompanying video. Fultz has the creature. No way this is a mechanical scapular imbalance problem. Either yips, performance-based dystonia, which can sometimes happen in athletes and musicians, or it's early MS. But a true orthopedic problem, no chance.
The early MS thing, when I saw that's a lot.
Now, performance-based dystonia.
I had never heard of that before.
I'd never heard that term before either, but...
I'd never heard it called the creature before either, by the way. Like, that's a new thing for me. We've always heard the yips, but the creature, you start to think of some weird Total Recall things in a minute.
And I looked up task-specific focal dystonia. It's a movement disorder that interferes with the performance of particular tasks, such as writing, playing a musical instrument, or participating in a sport. Dystonias are a group of movement problems characterized by involuntary, sustained muscle contractions, tremors, and other uncontrolled movements. The term focal refers to a type of dystonia that affects a single part of the body, such as the hand or jaw. And the most common of these is writer's cramp, in which muscle cramps or spasms in the hand, wrist, or forearm interfere with holding a pen or pencil. Musician's dystonia is characterized by muscle cramps and spasms that occur while playing a musical instrument. And I used to get that when I played a lot of guitar, bar chords. And just doing bar chords, there's a specific muscle in the forearm that would cramp up, and I could actually like see it twitching and spasming sometimes.
Wanky.
Is that the same hand? Yeah. You could get a cramping or a dystonia if you're doing that too much. Sure, but who knows?
Yeah, it sucks too, man, because if this is some off-season thing where guys get with shooting coaches that you know, the team doesn't know about, or sometimes dudes just put way too much pressure on themselves and they lose something or lose it. But this is a guy who everybody watched in Washington, the only reason to watch Washington basketball, and he was a good player. A lot of people argued he wasn't the number one pick overall, thought Lonzo Ball would be, but to see this happen to him and then the weirdness about reporting the injury and what the injury is and shoulder soreness and all that other stuff, it seems as if he forgot how to shoot.
A texter says, look up the former New York Philharmonic first cornet player, a famous case of performance-based dystonia. Okay.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with the NFL. The Bears are off for the bye this week. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott can play on Sunday. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. The Bulls currently rank last in most offensive categories in the NBA. They're in Orlando tonight, taking on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip for that one. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow. Gustav Forsling did not travel with the team due to an upper body injury. Passes for the Cubs convention went on sale today. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow ended the day up nearly 23 points. NASDAQ finished up 49.5. The S&P was up 8. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So famously in baseball, who had it in golf? Was it Davis? It wasn't David Duvall. Who was it? Davis Love the Third?
Well, for a while, Sergio Garcia had the waggle yips. Remember when he was
still over the
Not the putter. Oh. It was the driver or any okay. Addressing the ball. He would just waggle and waggle and waggle, and it started to get worse, like a case of the tremors. Mm-hmm. And every time he kept waggling. It took him forever before he could actually swing, and he got over it.
The mental moment actually forcing a physical reaction out of you. I don't. If that's how do you fix that though?
Psychology. Like
I was about to say you send a guy to a shrink. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if you can do it legally. I mean, I don't know if you can take beta blockers or muscle relaxers or something. It's hard for an athlete to.
You just got a number one pick sitting there who can't do what you drafted him to do.
It's a nightmare. It really is.
And he's thinking about. He's 20 years old, 21 years old, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to be playing on a star-studded team for the next 7-8 years of my life.
Steve Blass was another pitcher, a hard-throwing pitcher who all of a sudden couldn't throw the ball in the strike zone. Something went wrong. It's amazing.
Those guys go through hypnosis and all that other stuff.
They're amazing stories about the connection between the brain and body. Sometimes it's just so tenuous that you never know. And for Markelle Fultz, has there ever been a basketball case? Because Wilt Chamberlain and Shaquille O'Neal were just bad at free throws.
Right. Chris Dudley, those dudes. Yeah.
Exactly. Right, they were just
couldn't shoot free throws.
Bad at it.
And they talk about in a locked gym, guys hit 15, 20 in a row, and then all of a sudden they get in front of, I didn't ever believe that 15, 20 in a row, by the way, if we're Shaq and all those dudes, and then they get in front of everybody and miss every one of them. I never believed that. But no, a shooter just losing the touch, we've seen it in
not
series.
Not even the touch.
Just the shot.
The actual ability to shoot.
To raise up and actually follow through and attempt a shot.
Yeah, a lot of Cubs fans bringing up John Lester throwing a first. There's definitely a little bit of that. He's bouncing it and he's running it over there.
Last time we saw John, he's picking people off, damn it, in real games.
David Duvall is a yes. The 6-3-0 says he lost his swing.
Yeah, well, I thought it was David Duvall. Okay, yeah, because remember they were just looking for dudes to be the next, the next Tiger rival. Davis Love III, it was David Duvall, all those dudes. Texter Rick Ankiel. Goes to the outfield, says, screw this pitching. Screw this, I'm out of here. Actually had a decent major league career after that with the Royals and such.
713 says, professional musician here. Dystonia is no joke. Career ended. Charlie Vernon, bass trombonist of the CSO, dealt with a dystonia issue that he overcame a few years back. Tuba professor at DePaul University, Floyd Cooley, former of the San Francisco Symphony, cannot play his tuba anymore because of dystonia. It's serious stuff. Yeah, that's.
Oh, I'm not making light of it.
Yeah, that's probably what they're talking about. My guess is embouchure dystonia, which is a muscular issue. Your embouchure is your connection of your lips, the circle you make with your lips to connect to the mouthpiece. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And because famously, Louis Armstrong had a lip problem because he was never taught how to blow into the horn.
Yeah.
So he sort of created a weird embouchure that worked for him that left
him. Sound that he can only make, but he was messed up.
It left him disfigured. Mm. So that must be what that is. That must be the muscles in the lip unable to form the proper embouchure for playing the instrument.
And of course, our guys, this from 815, weed takes care of the yips. Let me tell you something. If that's the case, Markelle Fultz will be fine by the weekend.
I'm good. All right. We had to go through Denver. I'm good. Guys, I can shoot now. Everything's fine.
But it really is a nightmarish story to think that this is what you do for a living. This is what's going to feed your kids.
You haven't even done it yet, though.
Right.
That's the thing.
For it to happen now.
Yeah, Chuck Knobloch and all these other dudes that people are bringing up, they actually did it for a little while. You know, Rick Ankiel actually didn't. Was it second year? That it happened to Rick Ankiel, something like that? Like, he had a really good postseason or something like that, and then the next year...
Well, it happened in the postseason.
It happened in the... And then the next year, they were like, oh, my God, this hasn't gone away. This guy has not played. He has not played.
It's amazing.
And we're talking about summer league stuff where this was going wrong, and they were trying to bring up all these weird injuries. No! I could not imagine. I could not imagine how... You're going to sleep every night hoping that something goes away. It's not a cold. It's not the flu. You're hoping that something clicks in your body at night and you wake up better.
It has to be like being trapped in a prison.
Right. Right. You know what you can do, but you can't get to that room in your brain.
It's terrifying.
It's scary as hell.
It's terrifying.
It's some Lawnmower Man stuff. For real, dude. I'm I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
End of Infinite Jest.
Never saw it.
The book, it's about where Alan Candenza, he's trying to speak and nobody can hear what he's saying because he's, what he thinks he's saying isn't coming out in recognizable fashion.
Every segment.
Every
single segment, Dan. Yeah, it sucks, man. And especially being on that team watching Ben and Joel do their thing. You're supposed to be the third amigo. You're supposed to be the guy. You got three number one picks that are ready to run. And everybody's ready. Everybody's healthy. You know, this isn't the Philadelphia thing of yesteryear. And you can't get it together because you can't raise your arms to shoot.
There's an NBA meme going around today, by the way, that is just hysterical. Did you see what happened on TNT last night?
Oh, the one chip challenge. I don't know where I first saw that. Oh, I saw it on a news crew did it, and the young weather girl did it, and she threw up. Like, it's a ghost. Really? It's a ghost pepper chip.
Oh, I thought you could put anything on it, right?
No, it's a special chip.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Really? It's not a tiny bite challenge. Oh, it's a one chip challenge.
What's wrong?
Stick that whole thing
hot.
In there.
Come on, eat
it's
the rest
hot.
Of the chip,
no.
Ernie.
No, it's too
Can
hot.
Can we lick your hole?
That's her.
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting.
Oh, here's a good thing. There's only 10 calories.
Oh, Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Ooh, this is going very poorly, folks. Clean up aisle. Someone get her help, please. She needs help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
Chris. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get Natalie together.
She really did.
So, yeah.
That's no joke. You don't mess with that stuff.
Her name, and I'm sorry, she's not the weather lady. She's actually the anchor. Her name is Natalie Tisdall. And she went on Facebook that night and said, so what really happened on TV this morning with me, the one chip challenge, I thought I was okay until I had a drink of my coffee to wash down the chip. I threw up, couldn't breathe, and felt like fire was coming out of my mouth, nose, and ears. I had a bottle of water, a glass of milk, a tablespoon of honey, and three mints, and still felt on fire. An hour later, I had chills and a massive headache. 3 hours have gone by, and I feel like I was beat up in a dark alley.
It's like getting maced.
Oh, and I did not mention I shared the chip with my producer, Scott Elliott. It's crazy. I wouldn't recommend it. So
it's stupid.
It's the,
you might as well pepper spray your face.
It's the Packy One Chip Challenge, PAQUI. I believe that's the chip that has the ghost pepper in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you don't mess with ghost pepper.
I've eaten some pretty hot peppers from Belize while I was in Belize, but I don't need to prove anything to anybody on that level.
The 708 says, I'm an avid fisherman that can't hold a bait casting reel anymore. You know what? I at the end of fishing trips, I have had my right hand, my rod holding hand, locked.
Well,
absolutely locked. And if for a spinning reel, where you cradle the reel, you have the stem.
We're still talking about fishing.
You have the stem of the reel. I have it sort of in the live long and prosper Kohanim, where it's in between the four fingers.
Star Trek.
And I have had it on at the end of a trip. Like on the plane on the way back, like my curl into that, like lock in that position where I have to use my other hand to undo my like G.I. Joe fishing hand.
You got the kung fu grip?
Yeah, no, that I know exactly what he's talking
about.
Well,
that's happening a lot now with people with phones. Like if you look at your hand, I bet you can slide your phone right into where your hand is right now on your desk because, you know, how much we hold our phones. I bet you could without problem. I've never been fishing, so I wouldn't have those.
Yeah, but when you're fishing like 10 hours a day for 4 days and it just gets like that.
I would never, ever, ever need to do that in my life.
You do it because you want to, not because you need to. Brian Billick at the top of the hour on the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
At 670.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Life hack alert. You need better sheets. You're going to be happier when you are sleeping on better sheets. And you don't even know that the sheets you're on right now don't have a high enough thread count or aren't of quality. But you will know after you get your new sheets from Brooklinen. And I know you're concerned saying, I don't know about it. I won't know what to order. Just go to brooklinen.com and check it out, because they've cut out all of the unnecessary markups, all the retail licensing fees, all the waste, and most importantly, they've cut out all the garbage and all the made-up words and everything you don't need, just to offer you all of the colors and patterns and really, really fine sheets. It's underpriced luxury bedding. I have them. I love them. You should try them. You'll love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just to for you, just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. You can give the gift of luxury sheets. Get that out of the way. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name. The place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice. Whether you're just getting started or looking to grow, that's keepdreamingup.net.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Imagine being prepared for the unexpected with the confidence, integrity, and critical thinking skills to tackle any emergency. That's the goal behind the bachelor's degree in Homeland Security from Concordia University in Portland, ranked among the best programs of its kind in the nation. Fully online courses and practical case studies give you the tools you need to lead and make a real difference in fields ranging from emergency management and disaster response to public health and cybersecurity. Start today at ConcordiaHomelandSecurity.com.
Mortgage licensee.
Hi, do you have an old car that you don't use anymore? Well, don't let it just hang around. Do something good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Whether your car is running or not, the awesome folks at Cars for Kids will accept it in any condition and tow it away at no cost to you. Besides being a quick and easy way to get rid of your car, your donation will go directly to help kids this back to school season. Cars for Kids educational and youth programs impact thousands across the country throughout the year. So if you have a car you're looking to unload but no time to deal with it, call 1-877-CARS-4KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K, and see how easy it is to make a difference. Cars for Kids makes donation pleasant and hassle-free with pickup at a time that's convenient for you. The call is quick. The impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. There's no easier way to get your driveway back, so take a minute to call now or just do it online. Do it for yourself and do it for the kids.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Introducing AT&T Unlimited Plus.
Unlimited!
Unlimited data with no overages and HBO included. Plus, save $25 a month on DirecTV only with AT&T. And never pay overages again. It's our best wireless unlimited deal ever.
Unlimited!
You said that already.
After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. Plan includes Stream Saver and videos will stream in standard definition unless you turn it off. $25 DirecTV discount requires eligible video service. Credits start within 3 bills. Cycled service prices subject to change. Other usage, speed, and restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
This one when he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so the boys bring up a good name the texters, and our producers, Nick Anderson. When Nick Anderson missed those free throws, I believe it was in the Eastern Conference. It was in the finals, wasn't it? It was in the finals, right?
And then against Houston.
Yeah, the next couple of years after that, and he talked about it too. His game changed from a power guard to a strictly 3-point shooter because he never wanted to go to the free throw line after that moment in the finals. So that's pretty good name for you right there, along with, because we were trying to figure out
but
a basketball
I think
name.
That on a technicality, that's a little different. That's different than actually physiologically losing an ability to do something. That's by choice. He's saying he didn't want to go.
Scared.
He didn't want to go to the free throw lines. He was scared and petrified. Embarrassed, yeah. or did he actually lose the ability to shoot free throws?
Right.
I get it. It's a valid name to bring it around the discussion.
This guy can't shoot anymore.
This guy, he feels fine. He just can't do it. His body won't do what it had been doing for so long. That's why you look at. I always am amazed when you look at kids who are really good athletes. Who can just repeat the same movement so many times
and baseball swings
and not even think about it? Like younger kids, I've seen it a lot. And I've watched some of these young hockey players now, and just gliding around and being able to do things. And I always loved watching it at that moment at the youth hockey level from the earliest ages when the kid doesn't think about skating anymore. That's what's great because you can see the 5, 6, 7-year-olds. You can see those kids who are like, okay, skating.
That's what I call counting steps instead of dancing.
And then you put a stick in their hand, and they haven't really begun to think about what's next. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second. You see the kid that is just, you happen to be on the ice, and you're not thinking about how they're moving their feet. They're just doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to see it. Then you move up to bantams, and then you add in the hitting. And you see which teams are playing peewee hockey still, and then which teams are understanding what the physicality means, because that's the next jump. You go from the skating to the playing while skating to the playing while skating while hitting and getting hit.
All right, and I got to correct something that I said. It's not the ghost pepper that is part of the one chip challenge. It is the Carolina Reaper.
Which is
the pepper
higher on the Scoville scale than the ghost pepper? Because after the ghost pepper made new the Botjolakia, I believe, is the Indian name of the ghost pepper. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that in either Hindi or Bengali or whatever the language may be. But then it was the scorpion pepper that took the title, and maybe the Carolina Reaper is now at the top of the list. But here's how it went down on the TNT set last night.
Chuck, I bet you $20 I'll buy the chip, won't even make a face.
Bet. Like, without making a face.
Don't want it yet, brother.
Y'all must not know what fraternity I'm in. Tell him, Matt.
What fraternity are
you? Omega Psi Phi. Till we die. It's nothing to me.
Is that a little...
I'm not making a face. I'm just coughing. Ernie, I'm coughing.
I know when you go.
Ernie, I'm coughing. Yeah, this should be making me like, I'm not making a face. Oh, it's hot.
He made a face. He made the like wide eyes, oh my god, face. Just search
him.
Twitter.
It hit him
because there's it's a
the
meme.
Video is necessary.
Well, the screen capture of him when it hit him. That it's making a meme. It's like that feeling when the TFW hashtag, and it's a picture of Shaq. Because that always happens. Even if it's like a hot taco dip, everybody always says, oh, this is nothing. It's not. Oh. It's just, it creeps on you.
Where can we find that? Is that chip around here somewhere? Like, you think it's in the city? Like, you think by 6 o'clock we can track down?
I'm not touching it.
A bag.
not.
You think we can try?
We find one. We're putting one on.
No. I won't go near it. I'm not an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
On a video stream, we'll force you down.
Hey, do you think we can find it, though? Like,
honestly, have no clue. Can look for one.
Let's before 6 o'clock.
Put it on Twitter, see if somebody will drop one off.
And by the way, Shaq, when he says, I'm not making a face. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I saw exactly what it was. Yeah, no. Come on now. His whole face inflated with hotness.
Hot.
Heat. No, I'm not a guy who needs all the spicy in the world. Like Terry used to, you know, give me the, you know, make sure it's as hot as possible. Make sure there's sweat bubbling up on my head. I'm not a guy that needs that, but I'm also
every once in a while I will do. I order an Indian dinner with their hot. The guys in your meeting and the owner knows me and he's like, oh yes, Mr. Bernstein, spicy Rogan Josh, and the family makes fun of me because they know. Oh, maybe I'll do that tonight.
Is there a certain amount of money that you would take the one chip challenge for?
No, because that would debilitate me.
There's no amount of money.
I mean, there's always a number.
That's what I'm saying.
$1 million.
Get out of here.
Give me $1 million and I'll do it.
500?
500 million? Yes.
No, $500.
A million.
$500.
No, I'm not going to ruin a day and a half for $500.
Is there anybody in the suite that would like to ruin a day for $500?
Oh, this is a great point. Where is Shane when you need him?
Look at my guy, Tanny. Tanny's like, man, 2 months worth. I got you. 500? Anybody?
I got a dog I just had to put to sleep, so I got bills racking up.
Oh, jeez.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, like Jason's in other news. One a day. We got to have one a day. One down or a day. No, seriously, though. You think it's anybody? Here, hold on. Keep talking.
What? Where are you going? Look, I can tell you right now, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. No way.
Oh, Shane O'Mac.
Shane?
Of course. Of course, Shane.
Shane would eat dog food for $5, so of course he would do that.
Shane would like eat a moth he pulled off a screen for $1.
Gotta pay bills, man.
Content machine.
That's why content machine.
Look at all the texters. Look at the, I'll do it. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. 500. We should probably go higher, right? No,
definitely go higher. Definitely go higher.
Five. You so you wouldn't?
No, no, thank you.
A grand?
No.
$2,500. Yeah. So. We're starting to get there. You're starting to think all the Cameron Hughes wine you can purchase for $2,500. You can buy a whole damn vineyard. $2,500, man. You wouldn't do it for $5,000. Like if somebody put $5,000 cash on the table for a one chip challenge, and you had to just sit there and take it. $5,000, Dan.
That's
a nice weekend for you.
Weekend?
No?
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. This gets back to the debate we had in college.
About?
Mike, we would get high and ask, how much money would you need to allow Mike Tyson to take one swing at you just free and clear?
Yeah, but if Bobby Portis can do that to Nico Mirotic's face, what do you think Mike Tyson's going to do to
you? He could kill you. Right. Yes.
Oh, look at these. Oh. Oh, these are my guys. One step camp money. Huh? Huh?
It's for the kids.
Huh? Let's go, Danny B.
Nice job, Texter. Yeah, nice job.
You know how.
Way to be.
Yeah, everyone hates cancer and children, right?
Yep. Nobody hates it more than Dan. Come on
now. Did you say Dan hates cancer and children? Is that what you said?
I think he just did.
That is correct.
I wanted to gloss over it, but I think that's what happened. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk to Brian Billick at the top of the hour here. We're going to try to get Dan to take the one chip challenge. You listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, in the history of sports. The 24-second shot clock in pro basketball was first used this week in 1954. This week in 1959, Jacques Plante became the first goaltender to wear a mask during a hockey game. Nolan Ryan threw the fastest recorded pitch.